You're listening to SBS News.
Well, this image here is a beautiful satellite view of the Antarctic continent.
Viewed from space, you get a dramatic insight into what makes Antarctica so special. And it's not just the familiar bright white outline of the continent itself that catches the eye, but rather the vast expanse of uninterrupted deep blue, the Southern Ocean, stretching away to the horizon in every direction.
Fills pretty much all of the Southern Hemisphere apart from Antarctica.
You really see why Arthur C. Clarke thought the planet should be called Ocean, not Earth.
Absolutely you can, and it really does bring home the remoteness of Antarctica, but it also highlights very clearly how big that ocean is.
Professor Michael Meredith is an oceanographer at the British Antarctic Survey.
It's like a big roundabout. So the water is fed in from all these other ocean basins and it circulates around the Antarctic. And it's not just horizontal, there's also this very important vertical circulation. And what you find there is that waters that were last in contact with the atmosphere before the Industrial Revolution are actually coming up. They're reaching the surface, and then they can draw down carbon from the atmosphere, they can take heat out of the atmosphere before they sink back into the interior of the ocean. And that has a big effect on global climate by moving things like heat in the water and carbon in the water and distributing it around the planet.
So we generally use the small boxes for heavy kits.
Understanding how all that heat and carbon are taken up by the Southern Ocean and redistributed both horizontally and vertically around the planet in this swirling, overturning circulation is crucial to our understanding of how global climate is changing.
So that's it, you're ready to go?
Yes, they're all shipped and ready.
Later this week, the Royal Research Ship Discovery sets sail from Punta Arenas on the southern tip of Chile to study one aspect of this process, how marine life traps and transports carbon from the surface to the deep ocean. The National Oceanography Centre's Dr. Adrian Martin is leading the somewhat idiosyncratically named Custard Project.
And what it aims to do is to try and understand how marine life is both taking up the carbon that is sort of present in the surface that's coming from the atmosphere, but more importantly, what it is doing with that carbon.
And standing in the middle of all this is the continent of Antarctica itself. 14 million square kilometres, that's bigger than the United States and Mexico combined, and almost all of it entirely covered in ice that in places is up to 4 kilometres thick. Professor David Vaughan is the Director of Science at the British Antarctic Survey.
In the 1990s, we started to realise that the ice sheet was changing, and in some areas it was losing ice each year that was not being replaced by new snowfall. Since then, we've begun to understand why those changes are taking place. And by and large, they are not simply changes in atmospheric temperature. They're more specifically driven by changes in ocean circulation, bringing more warm water into contact with the ice and melting it around the edges, which then destabilizes the internal ice sheet and allows it to flow more rapidly into the ocean. That's one of the big focuses of the work that we're doing this season in Antarctica.